Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today in a free-for-all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I'm sorry, 877-895-5410. It's Earth Day, but I'm not going to talk about Earth Day. Today is also, you know I count my shows, this is number 1300. I hope that's not bad luck. 1300. Well, last night, I took a break, which is unusual, and I say I took a break. I'm sure that those around me knew I didn't really take a complete and total break. But I wasn't home. I went to watch a grandson play baseball. He had a doubleheader. It was their first games of the season. They didn't win, but they were better on the second game than they were the first game, so they did some improving. However, I come back, and I'm checking tweets, and I'm checking Facebook, and I'm checking emails, and I'm checking the news. I turn the late Fox on, where they're all repeats, because I missed it the first time around. And I'm thinking, you can't leave these people alone for a minute. Did you ever feel like that with your kids? Well, my kids got to be the age where I would leave them. Something would always happen. They'd get in a fight. They'd break something. They'd do something they're not supposed to. It's like, can you just not leave them alone for a moment? Well, that's how I feel about the politicians, and that's how I feel about politics. Doggone it, they need a mother to crack their heads together. Now, I will not, I cannot defend, and I do not want transgender bathrooms. It's opening up a can of worms for predators. And I don't know if you're aware, we need to do a show on this, of the human trafficking that goes on in this nation. So we're opening up for all that. And they want to say, well, they're not dangerous. Yeah, but somebody could pretend to be one of them and is. And do you really want to take that risk and say that it's 100% true that they're not? Do children really need to be exposed to that? Do they need to see that? No, they don't. With that said, you know how I feel, and I will fight for this. But with that said, it just dawned on me, distraction, once again a distraction. Why this now? Yes, I know, we talked about it in Houston here a couple of years ago. But why now? And why, I mentioned this a week ago, I think, on air, why do we need all these new laws, these new bills to protect that which is already in our Bill of Rights? It's already there. We don't need it written down. When they write it down, they make it more confusing, more convoluted, and subject to interpretation. Well, I wanted to hear just exactly what Trump had said. So I tried to do a little bit of looking this morning quickly. I'm trying to find my articles here now. On one hand, he said they needed to leave it alone. And he was really alluding to what I just said with the bills. They're not, he said it wasn't well written. But then he also said if Caitlin came into Trump Tower, she could use whatever bathroom she wanted. So Donald Trump and I need to sit down and have a little talk. Because he's wrong. He's not thinking it through, just like he doesn't think some of the other things he says through. Now, don't get mad at me if you're on the Trump train. I'm not trying to make you jump off of your train if that's the train you want to be on. I'm telling you, this is a distraction. Is it important? Yes, it's important. Sign the petitions. Boycott. Sign the petitions against Target. Sign the petitions. Do whatever you need to do. Again, it comes back to local. It comes back to local. Who's in charge locally? And it comes back to common sense, which they have thrown out. Completely and totally thrown out of the picture. The fact that we would even have this conversation is absurd. George Washington would be drumming them out of town, literally drumming them out of town. But we're supposed to say, oh, poor them. They've got a man stuck in a woman's body, a woman stuck in a man's body. And I'm saying baloney. Baloney. I started to say bull feathers. I have a little funny here. And this is coming from a Dixon Diaz is who I saw it with. And she wrote this. It's got the duck that looks like the Aflac duck. I'm sorry, but it does. It looks like the Aflac duck, okay? It says, if you believe you're a duck trapped in a human body, you are not transpoultry. You're just quackers. America has gone quackers. If you're a transgender and you're listening to me, and you're angry with me, I'm okay if you're angry with me. But you need to realize that what you're doing and what you're going through does not need to be exposed to our young children. Think about somebody else besides yourself just this once. Because you know what? It isn't all about me and it isn't all about you. And maybe you're not the one that would harm my child or my grandchild or my neighbor's child. But maybe somebody pretending to be you will. So we need to stop trusting these folks, and we need to wake up, America. We need to come home to the table, and we need to sit down, and we need to set some things straight. These lawsuits, these lawyers that we keep electing to D.C. for D.C. occupiers, they're not representing you. You cannot tell me they're representing you. Every time they put out a new bill to protect something that's already there. We're inside, outside, upside down. We are as lost as Alice. And I'll tell you right now, I'm as mad as the Hatter. The fact that we are talking about this makes me angry. But it's a distraction. Because, like James Woods said earlier, here we have diseases. We have wars. We have things that are going on around us. The economy is crashing. People without work. And the liberals want to talk about bathrooms. And we are forced in the corner to defend and protect our children from predators in the bathroom. It's absurd. Absolutely absurd that we come to this. We're going into a break. I do have some good news that I didn't get to share yesterday. I'll dig it out. Or 2 days ago. I'll dig it out. I promise. I'll dig it out. We got some good news, I think. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. If I didn't scare you all away, 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Because I know I got some good friends that live.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Gift Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about anything, not anything, almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I promised you 2 things of good news. And I had these a couple of days ago, and I didn't have the opportunity to share them with you. And I'm just going to kind of hit the headlines, because we're going to keep moving along today, because I've got a lot of things that I thought I'd bring up. I'm really upset about the bathroom situation, but what I'm really upset about is the distractions and the fact that we keep allowing it. It's yours and my fault. We keep electing these idiots in. We keep letting them do this stuff and guilting us, just like Mike said yesterday. They use that compassion card, and they guilt us into something. Well, I'm not going to be guilty into putting our children in danger. I just will not. It's bad enough we let them do this abortion stuff. It's just horrible. And now they're selling baby parts. And they're not even going to defund them, and they're not even going to investigate them. Okay, I promised good news. I'm sorry. Here we go. North Dakota. Crude oil is exported for the first time in history. Ever. Ever. It says here, North Dakota crude oil is shipped to overseas markets for the first time in history. Hess Corporation recently sold 175 barrels of Bakken crude oil for export to Europe. It is the first time the U.S. crude has been exported since the early, okay, it's not the first time in history then, early 1970s, sorry about that. Recently, a decade-old ban on crude oil was lifted. allowing U.S. crude oil to be shipped overseas. That's good news. North Dakota is booming right now. North Dakota doesn't need a minimum wage law. People there at Walmart are getting paid $17 an hour. Life is good. You know why? They got jobs. Life is good when you got jobs. Now, the other thing that I thought was a warm fuzzy. Okay, it's a warm fuzzy. You know, Texas is having the flooding, and we need to be in prayer for those down there because there has been lives taken. There is destruction, devastation. And there will be a wake of trying to return to normal one day. But there was a man drowning, and a Texas reporter saves the victim, brings him out of the trap. He was trapped in the high waters, brings him out of the water. And all the time, I thought it was kind of funny. You know, I thought, well, that is a really good story. And then I start reading it. He interviewed the man while he was walking back to the, he had his microphone in hand. He's out there in the water and he's interviewing the man as he's rescuing him and bringing him back. He was an elderly man and he's bringing him back out of the water and he's interviewing him all the way. That's a dedicated reporter. But he rescued the man. He went into the waters himself and he rescued the man. I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks. Yesterday I started a campaign of nevers. I see this never Trump, never Hillary, never this, never that. And I thought, why don't we ever see never socialism, never communism? Why don't we ever see never silence the First Amendment? Why don't we ever see never be infringed? Why don't we ever see never Sharia law? Never compromise liberty. Never complacent. Why don't we see those? Never hyphenated America. Never comply. Never DC occupiers. Never tyranny. Why don't we see something like that? Never patient. Never political party allegiance. Always we the people. Why don't we see these things? We are such a selfish people. Why don't we see never gun control? We talk about it. Let's hashtag it like that's going to do any good. So I started tweeting those out yesterday. We'll see how it goes. And when I tweet them out, I've got usually it's a founding father picture of somebody's quote on it. So this morning it was George Washington's quote. As I tweeted out, never patient, always question. The patience. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. That includes the bathroom situation. That includes the joblessness. That includes bringing in refugees. That includes bad trade. That includes an unbalanced budget, an out-of-control spending DC. That includes stifling the First Amendment. We have been burdened by government incorporated because we, the people who are supposed to be the government, have been failing to stand and do our duty. Bonhoeffer, if you remember, silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. We have allowed these D.C. occupiers, these elected officials, to be corrupt. We even laugh about it. We even laugh about it. Their lies are not funny. Their PC talk is against your First Amendment. They're taking God out of your community is against your First Amendment. The removal of your faith in the workplace is against your First Amendment. The killing of babies. We will all stand in guilt of. We have some callers. We've got some issues here on my side. We've got Gabriella from Missouri. Gabriella, how are you today?
I'm all right, and I just thought, you know, you were already boiling. I might as well just help you boil over and play devil's advocate.
Please do.
I wanted to bring up a couple of things. As you know, I'm a devout Trump only.
I know you are, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you being that.
Well, and I'm not wild about the bathroom comment either, but it really has given me pause for reflection. And one is that I think the bathroom / locker room issue kind of started with the women demanding access to the male athletes' locker rooms while they were changing clothes. And again, now who's squawking, but the women who want to seem to cherry pick what's good for one isn't good for the other. And so that's one thing, even though, you know, I personally am opposed to it. The second thing is, then you've got Cruz who immediately comes out and bashes Trump. But if you notice, Cruz never will answer a question, and then he always waits to see what Trump says, sees what public opinion is, and either jumps on the bandwagon acting as if it's his idea or he ridicules Trump.
Well,
he's not brave enough to even answer the question.
I kind of agree with you. I really do. That's why I said my opening statement. I cannot defend what he's saying, but I'm trying to hear what he's really meaning. And when I mentioned here a few weeks ago, they were all bragging about this, some senator somewhere, representative somewhere, that was writing this bill that was going to protect the First Amendment. Why do we need another bill to protect the First Amendment?
Exactly. And you know, another thing, too, though, we seem to think that perverts are only men. And if you look in any of the newspapers, you see women are constantly, sleeping with their students. So I don't know why we want to feel safe just because we're all the same gender in a bathroom, because that's just no longer the case.
It is no longer the case. And it's something that, unfortunately, we've removed God.
Yes.
We are godless people. And you cannot leave your children for a moment. You cannot let them outside to play anymore without something, without watching over them. Watching. I always did anyway. But, I mean, it's just...
Well, and then we complain that they're overweight because they're always playing video games. Well, they don't get to go outside and play anymore like we did as kids.
Yeah, if I wasn't on my bike, you know, I was playing in the dirt or on the we had a swing set that was broke, but I was always on it anyway. I was playing on the bars and everything. We're going into a break. Gabriella, thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
The call. I think we've got some callers holding. I'm having some issues communicating with my producer. That's my fault, and we will take care of it as we go into this break. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we will talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I started out explaining to you that I don't feel like I can't leave these guys alone for a minute without them saying something stupid, doing something stupid. And I'm talking about the elected official as well as those that are campaigning to be an elected official. You just want to be like a mom and crack your heads together. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with them is they think they got to control every aspect of your life. And they think that there's something called the Bill of Feelings instead of the Bill of Rights. And they have forgotten that their job is to make you safe and secure. And this is, like many other things, a distraction from other things that are going on. So while we're talking about bathrooms, Sears is going to close 78 stores this summer. How many people is going to be out of work? How many is that going to affect? Sears is going to close 78 stores, which is near, it says this account for about 5% of the store base, which is nearly 1,700 stores. That's jobs, my friend. That's jobs. That's families. That's people without an income. So what's going to happen? And while we're talking about bathrooms and making new laws to protect your First Amendment, we've talked about this a little bit, but the Attorney General Loretta Lynch is ready to lynch your First Amendment. All for the love of climate change. All for the love of global warming. If you are a denier, they want to fine you and punish you, and they're trying to find a way to do it. She's brought lawyers on board, and she is trying to find a way to do it. They're going to go after corporations, they're going to go after businesses, and you're going to see more jobs lost. There won't be anybody left to clean a bathroom, more or less use one. The distractions are real, and they are concerning. But you need to stop, step away, and look at what is going on. Now, I'd like to sit old Trump down and talk to him about it. But I do kind of think I don't want transgenders in the bathroom with the children. Don't get me wrong, whether it's the male bathroom or the female bathroom. Children do not need to be exposed to these things. And we need to keep them safe, as well as other women, as well as other men. However, more bills, more laws, more confusion is not the answer. Common sense and morality. Truth in morality. So they want to punish you for not believing their paid-for scientists with climate change. Your paid-for scientists, they receive government money, which is your tax dollars. But they don't want you to believe in biology. They want you to believe that a person is what a person is in his head or her head. So just like the little joke about the duck, just because you're a duck trapped in a human body doesn't make you trans poultry, it just makes you quackers. You are quackers. America is now quackers. We don't know who we are. We're inside, outside, upside down. And we're following all these distractions while jobs are leaving the country. Go back. I had somebody mad at me this morning. I said, I'm not saying that it's not important. It is important. What I'm saying, it's a distraction from the trade issue and the immigration issue. And the immigration issue is also a safety issue, just like the transgender bathrooms, or the transgenders wanting to use your bathrooms. You know, they have family bathrooms. They made those because somebody, do you remember when they would fuss? If a woman took a boy into the woman's bathroom and somebody else thought he was too old to be there, do you remember that? I raised 5 sons. What are you going to do now? When a woman's alone with her kids, she's out shopping, maybe school shopping, whatever, and you don't trust them, you're going to have to take them into the bathroom with you. Or go into the bathroom with them. And of course, then they want to disarm you. They want to take your guns away. I don't know how we can become any more confused. And I've kind of learned a long time ago to quit saying such things. We have some callers. I'm sorry, I was having trouble with my communication again. We have Pat from Fort Worth. She's on the line. Pat, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Well, I guess you're talking about... Are you talking about what Sean said? Because I just tuned in, but...
No, I'm not talking about Sean Hannity.
Okay. No, not Trump. Trump.
Oh, Trump. Yes, I've discussed it a little bit.
Okay, well, I don't want to defend him because I don't know him, but I think sometimes what he does, he throws stuff out, and he wants you aware of it.
Wants to see if it's going to stick on the wall, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he put it that way. It's called flying a balloon, like the Clintons used to do. And see who shoots it down, or how fast it gets shot down.
Well, I'm gonna stop you there, Pat, because you haven't been listening to the show, so you haven't heard what I've already said. So,
well, I just wanted to say about this race. You know, this race. The Lord's been showing me about races, and car race is a race, you know. But you take your life in your hands. And these people are taking their life in their hands to run for president these days. You know that?
They are doing that, yes. They all need our prayers for protection. That is absolutely true.
That's right. That's right. Pray against some gun nut who wants to promote guns doing something. Really,
or somebody who wants... yes. Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm going to let you go, okay?
Like
thank you. I appreciate your call. Pat kind of tuned in late. She didn't hear what we were saying at the beginning of the show. And, but I will not defend what he said. I would like to sit down and have him explain it to me. But I will tell you, more laws, more bills, more legislation is not the answer. When you stop and think about it, it just makes more criminals. As if they're not already enough. When you stop and think about the distractions that we're looking at, and then you see what other things that are going on, like the First Amendment being they want to fine you for not believing in climate change. Those things need to be looked at as well. Stand back and look at the big picture. But like I said, I had somebody angry with me this morning. And I'm not in any way defending what Scott said or what's being done. What I'm saying is, it's a distraction. You know, you put out one fire and you go, and then you've got another one. And that's what we're dealing with, people. And it's time for the American people to lose their patience with the government incorporated. And you need to start locally. You've got to start locally. It is Free for All Friday. We're going into a break, and when we come back, it'll be the final segment of today's show. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It has been Free for All Friday. It's been kind of a crazy Free for All Friday. I got on my little tirade early on. And I think I might have scared you away. Didn't mean to do that. But, you know, we need to stand vigilant. We can't allow the shiny to distract us from the big picture. Now, sometimes you got to put out the fires. And it seems like we're constantly putting out fires. And while we're putting out fires, another one's burning behind us. So vigilant is all I can say. Yes, the transgender bathroom's important. But on the bigger picture, it's a symptom of another problem.
Now, Tom Hanks, you know Hollywood. I love Hollywood. Tom Hanks, he's an avid Hillary supporter. And I like what he says, but he's wrong. Tom Hanks says America's going to be fine, even if Donald Trump gets to the GOP nomination. He says, look, America's going to be fine. We're the greatest, most resilient nation in the history of all civilization. We'll be fine. We've worked ourselves out of holes many, many times over and over again. I have no powers of clairvoyance like you geniuses in the media. I'm not saying he's going to be president of the United States. What I'm saying is, we are going to have the most hilarious September, October, and first week of November in a very long time. And you people, the media, are going to be exhausted. Well, we are exhausted. He goes, the election now has nothing on the 1948 election of president. It has nothing on the 1952 election for president. It's just the same thing over and over and over again. You got that part right. Except, he says, this time the president of the Junior Chamber of Commerce looks like he could have 1,100 delegates. Hanks reportedly donated a maximum of allowable, which is $2,700, to the Clinton campaign last year. He's right that we have been a very strong and resilient nation. But we are getting weaker and weaker and weaker all the time, Tom. Mr. Hanks, you need to stand back and you need to think, I don't care if you say never Hillary, let's say never socialism, let's say never communism, let's say always independence, let's say always liberty. You have to understand, America is growing weaker all the time because we have removed God, we've removed common sense, and we've removed rights for feelings. We're replacing rights for feelings and emotions. When you run on feelings and emotions, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Whether it's on a personal level, a business level, a state level, or national level. There is no common sense logic to allowing pretenders of their sex to go into that bathroom that they're pretending to be. It is opening up a can of worms. It's not going to disallow it is not going to change. There are always going to be gays and lesbians. There's always going to be transgenders because that's just the way it is, unfortunately. But will there always be common sense? I hope so. Are we going to remove common sense for this utopia these people believe in? I like what Tom says. We're going to be all right regardless. No, we're not. I love the idea of it. We want to think that that's true. We want to think that we don't need guns because we don't have a tyrannical government. But it's when you don't have those guns that you have that tyrannical government coming after you. We want to think that no one's going to harm our children. But when you let your guard up, that's when it happens. When you remove common sense from truth and logic, that's when you are weak. Somebody in the military would tell you, you have a strong defense. You don't have to go to war. They're afraid of you. Punch out the bully. He's not going to come back again. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government incorporated, their government that's tyrannical, their government that is now D.C. occupiers, occupying offices, and conducting corporate business. They are not protecting your liberty just because they write another bill or pass more legislation. Stop and think about that. That isn't protecting you. That's confusing more. It's allowing more things to happen, more interpretations. You know, the First Amendment's just pretty clear. Second. Shall not be infringed. First Amendment's very clear, too. They're all clear. They're all simple. So why do we have to write legislation to protect them? The think about that. Why do we have to write legislation to protect them? Because we want to miss or reinterpret them. We want to eliminate common sense and rights and instill feelings and emotions. And when you do that through more legislation and more bills done with lawyers, and I have lawyers for friends that I love dearly, then I'm done with them being in charge, because those that make the laws practice the laws. They confuse the issues with their rhetoric. It's all very simple. You don't even have to be a genius. But what we need to do is come together. We're not going to agree on every issue. We know that. But every one of us wants to keep our children safe. And every one of us wants freedom and liberty. Every one of us wants to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.